Manning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, and Mix makes the catch for the touchdown. He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary.
Boots one, returnable for Williams from his own 20. Lost the ball, and the Giants say they have it, and they do. Devin Thomas recovered it, but the rookie Jaquan Williams punched it out.
Manning out of the shotgun set, is back to throw. Climbs the pocket, deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes, Manningham on the sideline. Brady's under pressure, Brady's chased, Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone, a jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Now here's your host, Lance Meadow.
And the Giants are victorious in Week 3, 36-7 in primetime. Their first road test of the season, and the depth chart answers the call. Andre Brown, 20 carries, 113 yards, 2 touchdowns. Ramses Vardon, 9 catches, 138 yards. Those two kept those chains moving tonight. And as a result, the Giants take care of business, cruise past the Panthers 36-7. We are taking your phone calls here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. You could also chime in on the conversation on Twitter, hashtag Giants Chat. You could follow me on Twitter, at Lance Meadow, one word, last name spelled M-E-D-O-W. The defense certainly stepped up as well. Stevie Brown came in late, replaced the injured Antrell Roll, comes up with an interception. The Giants picked off Cam Newton 3 times. Some of them were right when Carolina looked like it was knocking on the door to get in the end zone, and the Giants came up with a big defensive play to all of a sudden turn the momentum around. How about the defensive line? JPP, O.C. Umanyora, Justin Tuck, all making their presence felt today. JPP had a few deflections. O.C. won his man-on-man battles, had a sack. Justin Tuck got a hit on Cam Newton. Everyone chipped in, and the secondary was banged up coming in, and it's going to leave Carolina more banged up. But Prince Amukamara, the fact that now he has one game under his belt in the regular season, was a step in the right direction, had a key deflection late in the game. Also, nearly recorded an interception. Jayron Hosley came up with a hamstring injury. He left the game. Antrell Roll, a knee injury. They are going back to the locker room to have x-rays. So question marks regarding those two. If we hear any new information on the injury front, we will pass that information along to you here on Giants.com. And Keith Rivers aggravated a hamstring injury. So they did lose a couple of players in the process of putting a victory together, 36-7 in Carolina. We are awaiting Tom Coughlin's press conference, so we will have that for you momentarily, as Coughlin will be addressing reporters as the Giants improve to 2-1 and the Carolina Panthers fall to 1-2. But in the meantime, we will be opening the phone lines. 201-939-4513 is the telephone number. Andre Brown and company set the tone right from the start. What really stood out to me about this game, other than the defensive overall solid performance, the defensive line complemented the secondary complemented the defensive line. Were there a handful of big plays that Carolina had in the receiving game? Absolutely. But for the most part, they were able to contain and do damage control, even when it looked as if Carolina could potentially open things up with Cam Newton's arm. But to score a touchdown right from the start and to be that efficient, 8 plays, 80 yards, 3 minutes, 22 seconds, capped by a Martellus Bennett touchdown. That, to me, gave the Giants an awful amount of momentum, and they rode that the rest of the game. It really gave the defense an extra boost of confidence. You had Ramses Vardon involved in that opening drive. You had Andre Brown involved in that opening drive. Victor Cruz, Bennett, everyone chipped in. Heinoski even had a catch. You gain some rhythm early, and all of a sudden, the offensive line starts to click. The running game balances things out. The offense looks a lot more crisper. And the Giants benefited as a result to me of that opening drive. Because from that point on, they walked away with points. On all 4 of their first drives, There were points, two field goals, two touchdowns. They also converted in short yardage situations. Andre Brown had two rushing touchdowns tonight, and they were from a yard out. You look at the Tampa Bay and the Dallas game, they had similar situations. And they walked away with field goals. When you're knocking on the door in the end zone, you have to take full advantage of that. And I think the Giants came through big time in an area that has plagued them dating back to last season. And the number that really jumps off the page, and it's funny that it was exactly this number. Earlier this morning, we received a phone call on Big Blue Kickoff. Anita Marks and I were hosting, and one of our favorite callers, Len from Maryland, calls up and says, you know what? The Giants are going to hold the Panthers to 60 yards rushing. And I said, boy, that is an optimistic perspective to throw out there. What do the Giants hold Carolina to tonight? Exactly 60 yards on the ground. D'Angelo Williams, 11 carries, 50 yards. Cam Newton, 6 carries, 6 yards. And Mike Tolbert had 3 for 4. They took that element away from the Panthers. They made Carolina one-dimensional. Forced Cam Newton to make plays through the air. And that is why he wound up throwing 3 interceptions. You take away the run, you put the offense on Newton's shoulders to make plays with his arm, and that was too much pressure for him tonight. 201-939-4513 is the telephone number. Let's go to Edward in White Plains. Edward, what's happening?
Hey, how are you? I mean, great game. And, I mean, I thought this season when I saw Bard in that preseason game where he had the touchdown and was really dominant against Chicago, I said this might be his year. You know, this isn't just like preseason, you know, beating off soft coverage. He looked good, and I think it was good that he got a chance to show it. And, the line looked great. I guess I wanted to ask you what you think made the difference. I mean, they were just dominant in pass protection and in run blocking.
Yeah, they did a very nice job of protecting Eli Manning. I think it also shed some light on how effective Andre Brown is just purely as a running back. I think he was patient. He stuck to the schemes. He took the holes. He let the offensive line really dictate the tempo, did not try to dance behind the line or create something out of nothing himself. He was very patient, calm, cool, and collected. And as a result, that's why he picked up chunks of yardage slowly throughout the first half. I mean, his yardage per carry was phenomenal tonight. And the fact that he wound up with 2 touchdowns in very short yardage situations was a big bonus for them.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, too, that Eli Manning outrushed Cam Newton.
He did indeed. that's a valid point. 2 carries for 5 yards. And Cam Newton, 6 for 6. So the yardage per carry, at least, Eli Manning has an edge. Absolutely.
All right, have a good night.
All right, Edward, appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much. 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. The Giants took a page out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playbook when it came to containing the Panthers' running game. I mean, Cam Newton, 4 yards against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 71 against the Saints, 6 against the Giants. They got back to winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. Tom Coughlin's at the podium. Let's hear what the coach has to say.
Opportunities to score that we ended up kicking field goals that I'm sure I'm not going to be real crazy about when I look at the tape. But nevertheless, the guys came in here with a real short week after having played a tough ball game and a tough comeback win for us the week before. We had spent a lot of time talking about the mental part of the game the week before, and then this week it carried over for us, and we looked at this as a very positive experience coming in and playing on a Thursday night. Talked about being able to post that second win and then watch some football over the weekend, and that's what will happen. Outstanding. They stepped up. They saw it as a great opportunity. They've been looking for this type of opportunity. For Andre, you know, to be able to know that he was going to play and not be, you know, come into a situation thinking he was at best going to get a few attempts, as happened last week, but to prepare all throughout the week knowing he was going to play and play as well as he did was outstanding. And Ramses did an outstanding job himself. I mean, he caught the ball. He made yards after the catch. He was a big target in there for Eli. He ran good, precise routes. I thought his in cuts were very sharp. And he played well. I mean, he's been waiting for this kind of chance, and he got it, and he played well with it. And what's good for our team is we only had four receivers tonight, and they all played, and they played well. They did a nice job contributing. And but you got to say how pleased you are when Ramses comes through like he did. Well, we did, and that was, we came in knowing we had a lot to defend. They have a lot of stuff to defend. We worked very hard on that. It wasn't a physical week. It was more a mental week. We did a lot of jog-through work. The guys felt good about being in the right position at the right time, and they proved to be. And there were some key plays in the game. JPP's pass rush, obviously, there. The turnovers, the couple that we got in the kicking game, the interceptions that we had to do some juggling around for a while, which gave a lot of guys chances to play, and that was good too. Well, he provides the confidence for these guys when their opportunity comes. You know, he spoke before the game and said, "Hey, the guys that are here can do the job. We have playmakers in that are going to be on the field, and so the opportunities will come, and we have to take advantage of it." So he puts a lot of confidence and in the players as they come along and have their opportunity and their chance to play, and I think they're inspired by it. Well, they're going to make some plays now. They made some plays with the running game, with the option game. We got a couple licks on him, and when he kept the ball, and that was something that really was kind of missing from the week before. And you just have to be disciplined. You have to have people in the right spots, or he'll take full advantage of it. And you saw when he had time to throw, the velocity that he has on the ball, the accuracy that he has. Scares the heck out of you when he does have time, and he had time on quite a few occasions tonight. But he's a difficult guy to defend. I was very proud of the way the week that our coaches put in. I started out by having our team salute our coaches for the job they did in a short amount of time, and then of course the louder cheer was for the players.
That's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin at the locker of Entre Roll.
He did it. They ran really well last week against New Orleans.
You have to be disciplined. You know, that's the kind of offense that, when one guy mess up, it can go out the gate. So, guys being disciplined and making sure they're taking care of their job and their assignment, which led us, to be kind of successful against the option offense.
If I miss it on Trump, I'm sorry. How's the knee? Is it just a cut? What's going on with that?
The knee right now is cut up, bad bruise on the knee, and, that's all I got right now.
You hit the camera? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. If I hit the camera hit me. I don't know. I need to toughen up, though. If I got taken out by a camera, I'm not too happy about that.
You guys stopped running. You also stopped the big play. They really didn't get down the field much on you guys. What were you able to do in the back end to slow down their big play offense?
We just try to be effective with what we did. Just make sure everyone, take care of their job, do their own assignment. And like you say, make sure we eliminate the big play and play top to bottom.
And when guys went down, it seemed like the backup just came right in and picked up where the other guys left off.
Definitely. That's something we preach. We all know that, we definitely have some injuries back there in the secondary, so we're no stranger to that. So if someone goes down, the other guys make sure that they're up and ready to go.
Now, Coach mentioned how you guys kind of saluted for the job the coaching staff did heading into this game. How ready were you considering the short rest?
We were ready. I think our coaches did a phenomenal job. I think all our success definitely goes to the coaches. They did an exceptional job of making sure that we understood what we're going to be, how we're going to be attacked and what we're going to do in order to try to stop it and making sure our legs are under us. We felt very rested going to the game today, so that's a great thing.
Weekend off, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not for me. I got to do treatment, but, yeah.
Giants safety on Entre Roll, John Schmuck, Bob Pop in the Giants locker room. The Giants with a dominating win from start to finish over the Carolina Panthers. We're going to jump in at the locker of Jaron Hosley.
3 days we had to prepare, man. We worked very hard for it, so, definitely a great feeling.
Thanks, Jaron.
J-Mark, can you talk about the interception? Looked like you got it off the tip. You kept your legs underneath you a little bit. You got tripped up right before you, right after you got the pick. Take us through that play and what happened.
Man, he got great pressure up front. Great pressure up front. And, you know, Cam threw it and then, you know, got a little bit behind the receiver, tipped it. You know, I made a catch and, you know, try to do the rest with it. But, yeah, overall, it was a great play on the whole defense. You know, it was great pressure. You know, also a great play on my part.
And it seemed like front end, back end, everybody was just doing their job today. No one was playing out of the scheme, and everyone was just where they were supposed to be at all times.
We appreciate it. Everybody playing together on one accord, man. Everybody doing their job, trusting in each other, and great things are happening, and you see that tonight.
Now, you have to leave the game with the hamstring. How are you? You okay?
I think I'll be good. I think I'll be good. We're going to see it tomorrow, see how it is tomorrow. Get the doctors to look at it, but right now it's not feeling too bad.
A lot of talk about the short work week heading into this game. Do you think it affected it at all? Because it sure didn't look like it.
I don't think so. You know, we took it for what it was. You know, we knew it was coming, and, you know, guys prepared themselves, got our bodies right, and, you know, came out and played a hell of a game.
Jaron, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Jaron Hosley, and we're going to throw it over to Bob Papa, who has Eli Manning.
Yeah, he had to do some TV, but... He's got his little Deion Sanders gift bag. But the Eli Manning interview is brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Giants. And talk about, first of all, Ramses Barden stepping up and making plays for you.
Yeah, he made some big-time plays. And, you know, a couple little slants, a couple in routes over the middle. You know, safety's jumping up high as we give you that big target and, you know, taking some hits. So I thought he played outstanding. You know, made some big-time catches for us, some third-down conversions. And, you know, he and Andre Brown, both of them, you know, had a great opportunity to come in and make a lot of plays, and both of them stepped up and really helped us out.
Eli, it seemed like in your running game you guys just kind of overpowered them at the point of attack. Was that sort of the plan coming in?
Yeah, you know, I thought we had a good run game plan based off what they were doing and trying to get into the best runs. And so, you know, I thought the offensive line did a great job. Andre did a great job, you know, bouncing around, you know, running hard and breaking some tackles and hitting some big runs, you know, some 20-yard runs. So that's always nice when you change the field position. And then, you know, had some big pass plays down the field. You know, Martellus, you know, Ramses, you know, Victor, all of them did a great job, you know, hitting the back. So I think, you know, offensive line did well. Everything just went smooth, just how you want it. You know, start from the opening drive, going down there, getting a touchdown. And we kept that momentum the whole way. Had to settle for some field goals, but really a lot of great drives.
What does it say about this team that on a short week with the guys that were down, with Bradshaw, Deal not here, obviously, and Akeem and Dominic, right, that this team can come out and perform like this?
Yeah, I think it just showed, you know, no one worrying. No one, you know, having any doubts. I had no doubts. We didn't change our offense. We didn't, you know, complain about it or we said, hey, guys have an opportunity. They're going to step up. They're going to play well. And, you know, that's, you know, having veteran guys. And by that, you know, Will Beatty comes in and got to play left tackle, but he's been a starter for us. Ramsey's, you know, he's played in games for us. He needed to step up, and we knew they'd do a great job, and, you know, they all did. Defense obviously played outstanding, getting a bunch of turnovers and holding an explosive offense, only 7 points.
Finally, will you watch football on Sunday, or will you just get away from it?
Yeah, definitely. No, I'll look forward to it. You know, it's rare. You know, I've had, you know, two of the first 3 weeks I've been home on Sunday watching games, and so I'll have you know, DirecTV on and have every single game on and picking the close ones. And so I'm looking forward to a Sunday relaxing, watching a few games.
Right, so instead of being in the DirecTV commercials, you're going to get to watch it.
I'll get to use it, you know, so it doesn't happen too often. But this Sunday, I'll be all in.
Thanks, Eli.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's Eli Manning as we send it over to John Schmelk.
I'm in Andre Brown's locker. Listening in.
That other team didn't know when they kept cutting you that you could still stay out on the field.
That I am a good football player. You know, and I just went ahead and just dedicated to being the best I can be out here and just stayed determined and believed in myself. You know, my family had a lot to do with it. They said, you got it, and you can go out here and you can continue to pursue your dream. And that's what you want to do, go do it. We all behind you, and that's what I did. And, you know, everybody was behind me, and just, you know, being patient finally paid off. I mean, you know, it's still a long season. You know, I'm just going to go out here and continue to get better each week.
Talk a little bit about the offensive line today.
Oh, yes. How can I forget them guys? You know, they went out there. You know, my job was, it was easy to run the ball behind a bunch of millionaires. But, you know, they open up big holes. I know, you know, my fullback leading up on the draw, the big run that I had off the right side. Bass, Dave, and Kevin, and you know, Marcellus, they all did a great job out there, and I just was out there just, you know, running behind the big holes and just being patient, and it all opened up for me.
Andre, how tough has it been to build up the stamina where you can be that workhorse back? You haven't really had a ton of carries through the preseason and the last couple of years, really.
Yeah, you know, I guess I got to get back on the elliptical every morning and start doing my cardio a lot more until Mar comes back. So, you know, I'm going to just go out there and just continue to work hard and, you know, stay humble and continue to work.
All right, that's Giants running back Andre Brown. John Schmoke, Bob Papa here.
All right, so you heard from just about everybody who played a big role in tonight's victory, 36-7 over the Panthers. Antrell Roll, Jayron Hosley, who were both hurt in this contest, but both of them said they felt pretty good coming out of the game, and hopefully with more than a week to rest, they will be okay to suit up for the Eagles. There's a lot of time still in between, way too early to speculate. In case you're just joining us, Antrell Roll cut up his knee, collided with a camera, it seemed. He doesn't know whether it was the camera that knocked him out or he knocked the camera out. The bottom line was he went back to get x-rays, and he says that it's just a bone bruise at this point. Jayron Hosley had a hamstring injury. He said he felt a lot better than he did when the injury initially happened. And Eli Manning and Andre Brown weighing in on the offensive efficiency. The numbers don't lie. Manning 27 of 35 for 288 and a touchdown. Andre Brown stepping up, filling the void, and then some in place of Ahmad Bradshaw. 20 carries for 113 yards and two touchdowns. The Giants are going to be able to watch football on Sunday, as Eli Manning just talked about. But unlike week one, this Sunday is going to be a little bit sweeter because it comes with a victory midweek. They lost the opener to the Cowboys. This Thursday, though, they take care of business against the Carolina Panthers. We're going to open up the phone lines here, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. You can also chime in on Twitter, hashtag Giants Chat. You can interact with me and follow me on Twitter, at Lance Meadow, one word, last name, M-E-D-O-W. We start with Charles in Alabama. Charles, what's going on?
Lance, great night tonight. I think if you're a Giant fan, you want to put this one in a bottle, bottle it up, and bring it out later in the year. Excellent game from start to finish for the Giants. Very physical, very athletic, really impressed with that on both sides of the ball. And, of course, we see the depth of the Giants right now. And we knew coming into this game, Randall was going to be important, Barden was going to be important, Brown was going to be important in this game, and they did use those guys to the max tonight. So really impressed with them overall, and that's a force to be reckoned with later in the year. You know, you've got Hickson at home, you've got Nix. These guys are out, Bradshaw, but look what they have. And overall, just a really, really great performance, very athletic, really recovered quickly, and surprised that they can really contain Cam Newton like that tonight. I knew they could move the ball. I knew the Giants would move the ball against them, against their defense. But I didn't think they would shut down our offense like that. So it was really great to hear from the defensive line tonight. Put pressure on him all night long.
Absolutely, and appreciate the phone call, Charles. A lot of interesting points that Charles touched on. And let's start with the ability of the Giants to contain Cam Newton. He hit it right on the nose. 6 carries, 6 yards. He did get the touchdown. But to limit a mobile quarterback who has dual threats in the ability to kill you with his legs and kill you with his arm, coming off a career-high performance in which he ran for 71 against the Saints, short turnaround, everybody's beat up for the Giants, and for them to really contain him says a lot. And based on how the depth chart performed, that says a lot about this team. One of the things I pointed to when you look back at last year, so many rookies got key playing time, specifically in that linebacker core. Remember, everyone got hurt, so they had to turn to the Jaquan Williams, the Mark Herzlichs, and so forth, Greg Jones. Coming into this season, these guys had so much more experience than they anticipated after just one rookie campaign. Andre Brown, Ramses Barden, stepping up in a game like this, as Charles just talked about, who's to say that everyone's going to stay fully healthy throughout the course of a season? I mean, let's be realistic. Every team takes its fair share of hits. So if you knew that you can turn to these guys in a pinch and they can step up and they know what the regular season tastes like, that just adds so much more to your depth chart. And Andre Brown's been a guy that's been plagued by injuries. Now he's a guy that they can rely on. When Bradshaw comes back, you can utilize a committee somewhat. And then you can mix in David Wilson on passing downs or for a change of pace. Now all of a sudden, the Giants' backfield that had question marks to begin with, once they let Brandon Jacobs leave, is looking pretty deep at this point, assuming everyone could stay healthy. And how it's rejuvenated all of a sudden the offensive line. David Deal goes down. Sean Locklear steps in the last game. Andre Brown gave them a lift, and they picked up exactly where they left off. And they did that in a very short turnaround. When the odds were against the Giants, given all of the top names that didn't travel to Carolina, the fact that they had to go all the way to Carolina, and the Panthers were in their own backyard, a lot of factors were not lining up in favor of the Giants. And they used a lot of energy to mount that comeback against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. And to come out right from the start and look that good, look that crisp, says a lot about the mental preparation of this team. And that falls mainly on the coaching staff. It's all about how to manage a team in a very tight-knit schedule. And I think what really paid off this week was what the coaching staff invested in the Carolina Panthers in the offseason. And Perryfield talked about this. During the offseason, you study the opponents that are not your division rivals very closely because you know you need to get familiar with their schemes. It's not like the Cowboys, the Redskins, and the Eagles where you see them twice a year and you know the personnel from seasons prior. And the Panthers have had tremendous success against the Giants in seasons prior. Remember, D'Angelo Williams and company ran all over the Giants when they closed out the old stadium. That film study, you're seeing the results in a performance like this tonight. Let's go back to the lines. We've got John in Pennsylvania. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, great win, guys. It was really, you know, a blowout. Finally, that the Giants didn't have to, Giant fans didn't have to wait and sit on the edge of their seat just to see a victory or the fourth quarter. But I really like this talk about, you know, everybody's talking about Andre Brown. Hey, he did a hell of a job. Barden did a hell of a job. But the real truth of it came down to that offensive line. That offensive line really opened up some holes. They look spectacular in the pass rush, you know, coming from Carolina. They did their job, and the game ball should definitely go to them.
Offensive line, absolutely. And I agree, John. I think that you hit a key point in the success for the Giants tonight. They protected Eli Manning. They kept him upright. They gave him enough time to throw the football down the field. And they pretty much were able to open up enough room and enough space for Andre Brown so that even if it was limited space, he was patient enough to have confidence in his linemen, take what the defense gave him, and roll with it. And that really got the Giants' offense rolling for the most part, gave them a lot of balance. And you could see how crisp an offense can be when it's balanced. When you're not relying on your quarterback to throw for 500 yards, that's an offense you don't want to mess with.
Yeah, I like the fact, you know, I got a lot of love for Deal, but you know, the offensive line looks crisper with Deal out. Maybe going to, I believe, left tackle, and Locklear over to right. I mean, it really strengthened that offensive line.
Absolutely, and appreciate the phone call. The musical chairs game, as I like to call it, of the offensive line was apparent all of last season, and due to injuries once again last week, the Giants were forced to move people around. Locklear, fortunately, from the Giants' perspective, has had a lot of experience on the right side. He was moved to left because Beattie missed all of the preseason with that lingering back injury. Beattie, they worked in slowly, got him near or as close to full health as possible. He returns to his normal slot. You have now Locklear as that swing tackle back on the right side. So, even though Deal got hurt, you have players that are familiar with their positions. And that, I think, has helped the transition become a lot more smoother than perhaps if you were jockeying guys around who normally don't play those positions. That is a big contributing factor as to why the Giants have had success in running the football in the second half of against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and brought that over to this game today against the Carolina Panthers. David Deal has had some struggles in pass protection. He's had some missed assignments. He's been beat on his one-on-one assignments. The evidence has been there at times last season and certainly in the first two games. But at the end of the day, and I know we got a call on this at halftime, they're not going to bench a guy because of injury. They're going to work him back slowly, and it's an MCL injury. So I would assume that Deal is not going to be rushed back. He could miss another week or two. But when he comes back, he is going to reclaim his starting job. And then that means that Locklear will add depth. He can fill in it left. He can fill in it right. And perhaps they'll have packages when they feel Locklear would be a stronger presence or a better option on the line to maybe ignite something on offense. It's better to have multiple options than just have one group of guys. And if Deal gets back, I think the Giants are still stronger than they are right now, even though things seem to be clicking at this current point. Let's go back to the lines. We've got Drew in Virginia. Drew, what's going on?
Hey, Lance, hey, great game. I'm happy. To be honest, man, I ain't going to lie, man. I was really, really worried about this game, considering the short week and the injuries we had. And sitting up there watching the game, to be honest, I was in awe. It was impressive. And, you know, once again, you know, because I'm sitting up here and watching the pre-games and the this and that and everything else. And, you know, once again, you know, it's, you know, everybody's just overlooking Eli. And, you know, Eli does what Eli's been doing for the last couple of years, which is getting the job done, winning games, and proving that he is a lot better than people could give him credit for. Great job with the offensive line. I mean, that was just impressive. I got to say that I'm not so sure about. I mean, the line looks good without him, but I hear what you're saying. But just great game. This kid, Andre Brown, I mean, I don't know how the Giants do it. They get Victor Cruz. Now they got this kid, Andre Brown. I mean, the team looked good with everything against the team. They came through, and it was a blowout. I mean, it was a laugher. So great job, and, you know, a lot of great points. So that's all I want to say.
All right, Drew, appreciate the phone call. 201-939-4513 is the telephone number, 201-939-4513. You can also chime in on Twitter, hashtag Giants Chat. You can follow me on Twitter, at Lance Meadow, one word, last name, M-E-D-O-W. And Drew alluded to, once again, the play of the offensive line, which was a big lift for the Giants. It got things going in the passing and the rushing game. And he also touched on Eli Manning. And you know what? Eli Manning is the type of quarterback that doesn't need the spotlight. He doesn't need the accolades, because at the end of the day, he does what he needs to do despite the circumstances. Last week, it was an opportunity for him to ignite yet another comeback. And he answered the call. And he made it look easy, which he did all of last season en route to that Super Bowl run. Today, he was in a much more comfortable position, because he got things going right from the start. He set the tempo. And the running game, I think, helped him a lot. Because Carolina's defense had to account for the play of Andre Brown. And that makes it even easier for Eli Manning. And I think it opened things up for Ramsey's Barden and Martellus Bennett. Carolina's defensive philosophy coming in tonight was, we'll allow Andre Brown to get chunks of yardage. We'll allow Eli Manning to get some short passes here and there. We're not going to allow Eli Manning to throw an 80-yard bomb over the top to Victor Cruz and watch him leave smoke behind as he runs it to the end zone. So they backed their safeties up big time. That left openings in the middle of the field. And that is where Eli started to look for Ramsey's Barden. And he made catch after catch. The ball just literally went right into his glove. There was no bobbling. There was no mental lapses. The Giants coaching staff went to him and they said, Akeem Nix is not on the plane. Dominic Hickson is not on the plane. Get your game face on. Put your jersey on. And help Eli move the chains. And Ramsey's Barden answered the call. Can he now continue this from game to game, depending on the opportunities? Well, it's certainly a nice starting point. And maybe we can put that question to rest. I don't know if this necessarily closes the door on the Ramsey's Barden case. Will we be searching for him or looking for him at a later date, potentially? But the fact that he put together a solid preseason and has now transitioned that and carried that over to the regular season is a real good bright spot for the Giants, because Dominic Hixon is dealing with a concussion. No timetable in terms of when he's going to get back on the field. Concussions are very sensitive issues. And Hakeem Nicks, listen, it wasn't a setback regarding his injury. A Giants fan shouldn't be alarmed and say, oh my God, why didn't Hakeem Nicks fly with the team? He had a great game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's a matter of managing his foot injury. I go back to the point. Why would you jeopardize a guy that is still feeling some pain, still getting some swelling, throw him out there on a short week? And every game is important, not downgrading that fact. But if he re-aggravates it, you're talking about you may lose one of your top receivers for now all of a sudden 4 to 5 weeks, when you could have just given him 2 weeks off to get him ready for a divisional game coming up against the Eagles. Sometimes it's all about how you manage your roster. I think the Giants have handled that pretty well over the first couple of weeks, considering all of the injuries that they've had to deal with. And when you have a guy like Ramsey Barton step up, the confidence that the coaching staff now has in its depth chart has skyrocketed for the most part. And Martellus Bennett's development, and I know he's not a rookie, but for a guy that's backed up Jason Witten for his entire career and has had the case of the dropsies, what a red zone target he has turned into. It is a nightmare for some safeties and corners to match up with Martellus Bennett. And that is a whole new dimension that's been added to this Giants offense. Because when Hakeem Nicks is out there and Victor Cruz is out there, that's hard enough on the opposition. Now you throw Bennett into the mix. And Jake Ballard did a really nice job last season. And he did it in slow motion. But now Bennett is a whole other animal. He's a whole other beast in terms of just his size. That's real dangerous to think where this Giants offense can go if everyone is clicking and everyone is on the same page. Especially when you throw the running game into the mix, which has been up and down for the last couple of seasons. If the offensive line can continue this type of play, even if Ahmad Bradshaw comes back, there's no reason why they can't have some semblance of a running game. Now, Carolina on paper has given up big games. The Giants took full advantage of that. That's the name of the game when it comes to football. You got to look at your opposition's weakness and beat them up in that category. And the Giants took full advantage of that. Let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, what you got?
Hey, Lance. Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I mean, you just about hit everything I wanted to say. So it's like a domino effect with this running game. I mean, when Andre Brown came in, it seemed like everything clicked. It's like crazy. And I've been waiting for a guy like this to run north and south, grab the ball, run, no delays. And it really makes a difference. It makes a difference for Eli. It takes the pressure off of him. I mean, it's fantastic. I am loving this Giants game.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The Andre Brown element is certainly a big plus, Don, and appreciate the phone call. It adds a whole new dimension to this offense. I know it's exciting to watch Eli Manning put together fourth quarter comeback after another, and it was exhilarating to watch that run last season. But at the end of the day, if you ask the Giants, you ask the players, you ask the coaching staff, you ask anybody who works for the franchise, it's a lot more relaxing, even for the fan base, to sit and watch a game like this tonight, where you start off strong and you carry that momentum through the course of four quarters. And here's another thing that I haven't even thrown out. What about the play of special teams tonight? An area that's also been an up and down issue for the Giants. Spencer Paysinger knocks the ball out. They're knocking on the door right outside the red zone. And then they get a muff punt, which they recover. Two big plays in terms of field position. Remember that Super Bowl run last season? Special teams played a huge aspect. Jaquan Williams, Devin Thomas, they made big-time plays in that Niners game and in the Packers game. That's another added bonus, an added element that you also want to see some game-changing type of plays. Are you going to get a fumble every game? No. Are you going to get a big return? No. But you know what? If you can get at least one glimpse, one flash each and every game, and you can turn the momentum in favor of the Giants in terms of field position and not have to have Eli Manning go 80 yards down the field, that difference in terms of adding another field goal or another touchdown could very well be the difference in posting a win or a loss. 201-939-4513 is the telephone number, 201-939-4513. Glad to have you aboard here on Giants.com, our post-game extra show. I'm Lance Meadow. Let's go to Malik in New York. Malik, what you got?
Hey, you know, I saw the game tonight, and, you know, the thing that really stuck out to me was, of course, stuck out to everyone was how well Andre Brown has been running. And I was really impressed by his, like, 5-yard runs and those 6-yard runs, those tough runs that pretty much change the dynamic of the down and distance. You know, of course, like, 2 and 5 is just a completely different position for the offense to be in. And he seemed to be putting us there a lot. And I have to admit, I think I've seen more out of Andre Brown in the last 2 games than I have from Ahmad Bradshaw in the last 5 or 6 games, even dating back to last season. So I feel like he's on up and up, and I'm wondering if you think that in the long run, as the season progresses, if he could possibly usurp or, you know, surpass Ahmad Bradshaw.
I don't know if he'll surpass Ahmad Bradshaw, but he's definitely made a case to carve out a bigger role. I can guarantee you that. That all of a sudden the balance in carries is going to tip a little bit more closer to even than it would be maybe per se 70-30 or 60-40. Andre Brown has certainly made that point. And you know what? With Ahmad Bradshaw's injury history, the Giants are going to want to try to preserve him, considering he doesn't have a history of playing 16 games. I think the smart game plan would be to work Andre Brown into the game plan. And then remember, also mix and mingle in David Wilson a bit, depending on passing downs and situations that called for his change of pace and his speed. You're going to see all three of them at one point in the game. But to answer your question, I think Andre Brown has proven that even if it doesn't go back to a backfield by committee, at least you're going to see the percentage move more in favor of Andre Brown.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much, Malik. 201-939-4513 as we're continuing to get fans' reaction here on our Giants.com postgame extra. And I know a lot of Giants fans are happy after a win like this, specifically on a short week. You get to enjoy 2 Giants victories, one in comeback fashion, in which they knocked off the Bucks, and then a 36-7 win over the Panthers, a very mobile team. They shut down Cam Newton 60 yards on the ground. Newton had 71 all by himself against the Saints a couple of days ago. D'Angelo Williams 11 for 50, and Newton just 6 for 6. They really contained him, and they picked him off 3 times. And everyone chipped in on that. You had Michael Boley with a pick, Jayron Hosley with a pick, and Stevie Brown, who came in last minute for the injured Antrell role. And he's not going to be a guy that's going to get a lot of attention because he didn't have a huge role in tonight's game, but that's another sign of the Giants' depth chart. Guy goes down. You got to stay loose on the sidelines. You're thrown into the scheme that Perry Fuel is putting together. All of a sudden, he puts himself in a position to make a play, and that seals the win or lays down the exclamation point. And I wanted to get back to the point that Malik brought up in terms of Andre Brown's aggressiveness in really moving the chains and also keeping the Giants in manageable downs. That was key for him today in terms of the running game. You look even off the first drive. After they worked Cruz and Barden for 20 yards, it's 2nd and 2 with the Giants 40. Brown gets 7 yards. There was offsides on the defense, so they moved the chains anyway. And then later on in the drive, 2nd and 10, he bounces off a defender to the outside for a 33-yard gain. So it's 1st and 10 at the Carolina 22. And all of a sudden, you're knocking on the door. You get Carolina off guard with the passer game. That opened things up for Bennett. Second drive, another big Brown run sparks things. 16 yards right out of the gate. Later on in the drive, he gets 3 yards. Manageable third down. That helps to set up eventually. It was 3rd and 4, and Cruz winds up getting a 6-yard gain off a slant. And the examples go on and on. Third possession, where they got the touchdown with Brown to make it 17-0. He had a 19-yard run on 2nd and 9. Later on in the drive, He's got a 2-yard run, then a 7-yard run. You're moving the chains. You're constantly getting positive yardage. How many runs can you point to tonight in which Andre Brown ran backwards? You could point to a few examples when Bradshaw's in there or even when Jacobs is in there last season. Andre Brown, for the most part, even if it wasn't a glamorous run, it was at least 2 to 3 yards. And you know what? That's in the right direction compared to running backwards or trying to dance and create something out of nothing, where potentially now you're in a 2nd and long and a 3rd and long. That was a big, huge step in the right direction for the Giants offense today. Everything for the most part was moving forward, not backwards. Let's go to Rich in California. Rich, what you got?
Yeah, hi, Lance. I just want to say I love your show and your analysis is great, right on.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate that. A few things to say here. I think on both sides of the ball, we saw assertiveness and an execution that was just perfect. Hats off to the defense. I think the game ball should go to Derry Reese for not only his new draft picks, Hosley and Mukamura, but his old draft picks and Barden and Andre Brown really came through tonight. And the last thing I want to say is the difference with Andre Brown is he's a little patient of a runner, and he waits for the blockers to make their blocks, and then he runs north and south. So I think that's it's a good sign for a young running back.
I appreciate the phone call, Rich. Thanks so much. And patience, I think, is a great word to describe Andre Brown. I think that's the first word that comes to mind when you watch him run series to series and game to game. He takes what the offensive line gives him. And that's what you want out of a running back. You want the running back also that can catch a defense off guard, outrun a guy man on man, and be flashy and really change field position. I think the Giants have that in a David Wilson, and even Ahmad Bradshaw brings that to the table. But you know what? If you look at the makeup of the NFL right now, not many teams are relying on just one back. Number one is because guys get banged up at that position more so than any other because they're taking the bulk of the hits over the course of a season. But number two, you want to show the opposition multiple styles of running. If you have 3 running backs that run exactly the same way, you become predictable. Now the Giants, if they implement Andre Brown into the game plan, and then you have Bradshaw healthy and Wilson, you've got sort of a 3-headed monster. Dating back to the days where they worked in other 3-headed monster, the Giants, you could look back. They've had success when Derek Ward was around with Jacobs, for example, and they had Ron Dane and Tiki Barber. It pays to have different style running backs. And I think if Andre Brown now can carve out a strong role, can serve as a presence in pass protection, he also was able to catch some passes out of the backfield, which I think is a positive. 3 for 17 yards. You want a running back that can do that as well. And there was one screenplay, if you recall, where I believe it was a 3rd and 16, and Brown turned in a screen for 14 yards. If he doesn't get tripped up, they probably even get the first down. And that is one play that has just plagued this Giants offense in seasons prior. How many times did you see DJ Ware get that screen and the defense just reads it beautifully and they're going nowhere? If you have a running back that can help execute that play, that's another thing that Kevin Gilbride can pull out of his bag of tricks. 201-939-4513 is the telephone number. We go to our good buddy Steve in Connecticut. Steve, what's happening?
Hi, Lance. What's going on, man? I missed the game. We got basic cable at my job, so just can you just like fill me in on some key points? And I noticed during the past few minutes you said Antro Roll got injured. How serious is that?
Yeah, Antro Roll got banged up late in the game. He was going for a deflection on Greg Olsen in the left corner of the end zone. He got tripped up and collided with a camera. It's a laceration. He's calling it a bone bruise. They did get preliminary x-rays. They'll probably conduct more tests once they get back to New Jersey. But at this point, he doesn't seem overly concerned. He says he feels pretty good. And the good thing is they're going to have more than a week to rest up before they play the Eagles. Jaron Hosley was also banged up. He had a hamstring injury. He says he felt much better after the game. So the secondary did take its fair share of hits today.
Okay. And offensively, like without, like, you know, with Knicks being out and you know, all the guys stepping up, Barden and Ruben Randle. Like I said, I didn't see the game, but you know, I'm just going off of what you've been saying. How much more dangerous are we? Because now we have a running game. Like, no disrespect to Bradshaw, man, but we got a running game now, so they got to definitely prepare for Andre Brown. So how much more dangerous does that make everybody else?
Listen, if Eli Manning continues to play at the level that he does, and I don't think anybody expects any difference, it makes this Giants team extremely dangerous. This is the one element on the offense that they were missing. They were missing any consistency of a running game. And if you're a defense that's preparing for the Giants and you know that they don't really pose a threat in the backfield, you could get creative in how you try to take the receivers out of play for Eli Manning. So now all of a sudden, as you just alluded to, Steve, you got to prepare for an Andre Brown, and you got to prepare for Ahmad Bradshaw, regardless of his style of running, because he's a threat in the receiving game and in the running game. And if the offensive line can continue to play at the level in which it did in the second half against Tampa Bay, as it did tonight, defenses are going to be up for a big test. And the Giants are going to need the running game, because remember, right now it's nice weather in September, but most Giants fans know, when it gets to November and December and the weather gets horrendous at MetLife Stadium, or if they go to other cold weather cities such as Washington and Philly, which they're going to see twice a year, you're going to have to run the football, because Eli Manning's not going to be able to throw the ball 50-some-odd times and throw for 510 yards. The elements are not going to be ideal for that. So the true benefits of a running game probably may not pay off until you get to the cold weather, but this is the opportunity, Steve, to start to hone your craft and get things in line. All right.
And one more thing. What about Prince? How did he play?
Well, Prince, and appreciate the phone call, Steve. I got a lot of guys I want to also work in here on the lines. Prince Amukamara, I thought, for the limited snaps that he got in, made certainly an impact, especially with the fact that Corey Webster got hurt. Actually, that's another injury that I just reminded myself of. He actually fractured his right hand, went back to get x-rays. They wrapped it up. He played through it. That's going to be an interesting injury to monitor over the next week or so. The fact that he came back into the game is a positive, that he could play through it, but it's going to probably limit his practice reps moving forward, because the Giants are not going to want him to further damage that hand. Corners, more than any other position, want to be able to utilize their hands for deflections, and I'm interested to find out exactly how he hurt it. The one play that comes to mind is when Corey Webster got tangled up with Steve Smith. They were going at one another, and they were locking each other up with their fingers in their helmets, and it would not surprise me if he got roughed up on that play. Now, Steve Smith was talking some trash. Webster got back at him, and you know, sometimes you scratch your head because you say, if that was the play that led to the injury, you got to be able to keep your cool, and you can't let the emotions of the game overcome you. Perfect example, Josh Morgan of the Redskins last week. Washington's in a position to tie the game against St. Louis. They're in field goal range, setting up Billy Cundiff for a perfect opportunity, send the game to overtime. He gets tangled up with Cortland Finnegan of the Rams, who has a bad track record as it is for getting in guys' heads. He battled with Andre Johnson dating back to the Titans-Texans days. Finnegan gets the best of Morgan. Morgan picks up the football, throws it at him. Unsportsmanlike conduct. They lose 15 yards. They lose valuable field position. Now all of a sudden, it's a 62-yard field goal attempt. Billy Cundiff's off the mark, and the Rams squeak out a victory. You don't want games to come to that point. And I know the Giants weren't in a situation like that, but the reason I bring that up as a level of comparison is you also don't want a guy to get an injury under those circumstances. On a play where the whistle already blew, and it's not necessary to make a statement against another receiver who clearly is frustrated at himself and his offense because they weren't able to move the ball well against the Giants' defense. So those will be the injuries to monitor, primarily in the secondary. The Giants are hurting. It's been a storyline last season. It's been a storyline prior. It's been a storyline for the last five seasons. Giants fans should be used to that by now. If there's anything, though, to take away from a performance like today, it's that everyone on the depth chart answered the call. You want your regulars in the game, but you know what? In a pinch, if you need to turn to the second layer of defense, as I like to call them, whether it be on offense or defense, these guys can answer the call. And not one guy stepped up today, multiple guys stepped up. Andre Brown, Ramsey's Barden. Jayron Hosley had an interception. He got his second career start. Stevie Brown made a play when he had to fill in for Antrell Roll. They got plays on special teams. You want that type of balance moving forward. So open up the lines. We've got Patrick in Florida. Patrick, what's going on?
Not much. A pretty solid game overall by the Giants. A couple notes on the game would probably be, injuries just keep happening to these Giants. The secondary just keeps getting beat up constantly. Another couple of things I was going to take note on was, Bradshaw's injured, and Andre Bell, he had a great, an outstanding game for his first start. Still just a little surprised that we saw very little action from David Wilson. Even at the end where we had Scott in over Wilson, which kind of struck me. Scott, he had a chance to show stuff, but I think out of a rookie that we drafted first round, you'd expect to see him more. The only other couple notes were, the defense looked solid against a very powerful offense with Cam Newton, Olsen, Steve Smith, all his weapons, and they just basically shut him down. And then my only problem with the Giants this game was probably a very weak red zone offense. You get in there so many times and you kick five field goals. I would like to see more touchdowns, but can't really complain when you win 36-7. So, that's probably the only downside. It's injuries and a very weak red zone offense. Other than that, it's pretty solid overall game.
All right, Patrick, appreciate the phone call. And you're right, that is getting a little nitpicky, but you would like to see better efficiency in the red zone. They struggled, remember, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for most of the first half, even into the third quarter, where they had four opportunities and they settled for four field goals. And there were times where, again, they were just at the brink of punching it in, and they just unfortunately could not put things together. The bright spot, though, about the red zone play, two touchdowns from the one-yard line. I think that's a huge step in the right direction. Both of them on the ground, too. When they had opportunities against Tampa Bay and Dallas from the one and failed to punch it in, you have two in one game. Third and goal, Andre Brown punches it in, and also later in the game, a similar situation. That is something you definitely want to take away and something to build off of with respect to how well the offense performed in the red zone. And with respect to the running back depth chart, I know that's going to be a big topic of debate now based on how Andre Brown has performed and questions regarding when Ahmad Bradshaw will get back into the mix. And then there's David Wilson. David Wilson had a key fumble against the Cowboys in week one. And the coaching staff sent him a message. You've got to hold on to the football. You've got to be able to protect Eli Manning. Message was delivered, worked hard in practice, was involved somewhat in the Tampa Bay game. But remember, he also had a drop pass in the Bucs game. And that's expected. There are some mental lapses that occur during the course of a rookie campaign. But if you're the Giants right now, and your number one running back goes down, I can't blame them for turning to a veteran presence to carry the bulk of the load. Yes, Wilson's the flashier player. Yes, he's the first round pick. Yes, you've invested a lot in him. Yes, you expect big things. Guy's only been in the league for three games. So, although the expectations are high, let's take a step back here for a second. Andre Brown knew the offense, even though he's been hurt, has been here, has done that. He understands the philosophy of the organization. He understands what is expected out of a pro running back. David Wilson is still learning that. And they are slowly grooming him along to become that. But what better way to learn that than from the likes of an Ahmad Bradshaw and an Andre Brown? And based on the performance that Brown has given the Giants in the last two games, how can you knock that decision? Wilson's going to carve out a role for himself. It's just not going to come all of a sudden when he's going to get 15 to 20 carries in a game. They're going to lean now on Andre Brown and Ahmad Bradshaw moving forward, and Wilson is going to have his set plays. And the reason why I say that is, look at Darrell Scott as a point of comparison. Last season, yes, he wasn't a first-round pick. He was much later on in the draft. But he still had that element of flashiness. He still had that speed. He had that versatility. What was his biggest issue? Pass protection. Giants weren't going to send him out if he could not help protect Eli Manning. There's a lot of things that come into play with respect to a running back. It's not just about the guy that can break away for 30 to 40 yards. It's about reading the scheme, picking up the linebacker, knowing when to run out in the passing game to help bail out your quarterback. All of those things are weighed in practice each and every day. And that is what helps determine who's going to get the bulk of the carries and who's going to watch from the sidelines and learn slowly. And I think they're taking that slow approach with respect to David Wilson. And that's been their philosophy when it comes to injuries and previous rookies. Look at Reuben Randall. They're not throwing him into the fire so quickly. They're leaning on Ramses Barden, who's been there, who knows the playbook. He's another one. They took their time. They were patient. Now they're starting to reap the rewards. 201-939-4513 is the telephone number. 201-939-4513. We go to Nilo. Nilo in Florida. Nilo, what's happening?
Hey, guys. I can't be more ecstatic about this because I was mentioning to a buddy of mine how this team was beginning to gel in that second half of the last game. And with this addition with Brown, this just opened up a whole new dimension. You know, and I think that this team, we're getting ready to see something really special because this team is gonna gel to the point where it's going to be trouble for the other teams in the NFC. And also the fact that the offensive line was moved around. And obviously, you know, the addition of Brown, not to take anything away from Bradshaw, was huge.
And appreciate the phone call, Nilo, and you're right. I mean, this is a very dangerous team if they can continue to play at this level. And I'm not sitting here and saying it's time to step back a little, relax, it's just two games. Because remember, there were issues last season where there were flashes of brilliance out of the Giants, and then all of a sudden, a week later, they took a step in the wrong direction. But the fact that they had a productive second half against the Bucks, short week, lot of injuries, everyone stepped up, delivered a strong performance, and they built off of the solid things that occurred during the duration of the fourth quarter is something for them to now try to take with them over the next week and a half into Philadelphia. And I think the best thing to take away from this game, this was a complete performance from a defensive perspective against a mobile quarterback, and guess who they're seeing in more than a week? Their good old friend Michael Vick. The fact that they shut down Cam Newton, 6 carries, 6 yards, picked him off 3 times, that's good preparation considering you're seeing a similar style quarterback in Michael Vick. Now, this is a quarterback that they're a bit more familiar with, given they've played him multiple times. But it's also a quarterback that has had a tremendous amount of success against the Giants. And I'm not going to throw out examples because most Giants fans know by now what Michael Vick has done against the Giants. But the way that the linebacker corps stepped up today, Boley had an interception, Jaquan Williams had a couple of key tackles, Keith Rivers did aggravate the hamstring injury, so he's going to be another injury to monitor. The linebacker corps was key today. I thought that would have been the X factor with respect to the defense. Everybody was throwing out, it's time for Tuck, OC, and JPP to make their presence felt. And they stepped up. They had a good game. OC had a sack. JPP had 2 deflections. Tuck had a quarterback hit. Everyone joined in the party. But that second layer of defense, those 3 linebackers, the versatility, the fact that they can run right to left, that's big. And that's going to be big moving forward, specifically in the next game against the Eagles. And fortunately for the Giants, it won't be nearly as much of a turnaround. It'll be a lengthy process that they can now sit back, digest, look at these last 2 games, and see now what they want to work on with respect to the Philadelphia Eagles, as that is going to be a Sunday night game. A week from this Sunday, it's going to be an 8:20 kickoff. So we will be with you at 8 Eastern with our pregame show. We'll take all your calls leading up to kickoff with you between every commercial break and then a full postgame show immediately following the game. This is your home all season long for every Giants game. And certainly appreciate all the calls. Want to consistently hear your thoughts on the Giants' performance each and every game. And a reminder, tomorrow I'll be back with Anita Marks. Big Blue kickoff, 9:30 to 10:30 Eastern. So for any of you who didn't have an opportunity to chime in on the conversation tonight, we'll be back. A very quick turnaround for me. Not a lot of sleep, but we will regroup and recover to continue the conversation and recap the Giants-Panthers game tomorrow morning right here on Giants.com. Also, just checking Twitter before we call it a show here, I want to read off one of our tweets from @CVirallo, who brings up a key important perspective of the special teams. And I know I gave credit to Paysinger, who had a key strip, and they also recovered the muff punt. But how about Lawrence Tynes? And this is the exact tweet. Oh, by the way, I think Lawrence Tynes needs special mention for his consistent performance. And that goes without saying. Lawrence Tynes has been absolutely perfect this season. 5 for 5 tonight. Longest field goal being from 49 yards out. And I know we got some calls about how the red zone efficiency needs to get better. But you know what? It's not as if they're not capitalizing on the field goal opportunities. And some of these field goals are not gimmies. And Lawrence Tynes has been clutch. But that doesn't mean that you could take it for granted each and every game. And for Tynes to step up against Tampa Bay when he had 4 opportunities when they couldn't punch it in, and today with 5 opportunities, also says a lot about the efficiency of the special teamers. And Steve Weatherford, too. I mean, if we're going to throw in Lawrence Tynes, you got to give Steve Weatherford credit. Forcing Carolina to have to go the length of the field and not give up favorable field position or gifts to the opposition, because that could be a backbreaker. And that has been avoided even in the opening season loss to the Dallas Cowboys. You want that consistency to continue throughout the course of this season. So a stellar victory for the Giants, given the short turnaround, 36-7 over the Carolina Panthers. You look at the box score, you may not recognize some of these names, but give them a lot of credit for stepping up. Mod Bradshaw's down, Andre Brown, 20 carries, 113 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Both of them from 1 yard out. Hakeem Nicks, Dominic Hickson, not in the game. Ramses Barden, 9 catches, 138 yards. Welcome to the show, Ramses Barden. It's been a long time in which his name has been called. It's been a long time since his number has been called. And Ramses Barden stepped up big time and then some. And Martellus Bennett could very well be the steal of free agency. Now, Jerry Reese, season in and season out, plucks these guys out of nowhere. And I know Martellus Bennett was a name compared to the Jake Ballards of the world, but to take a chance on a guy that's been primarily a backup, known more of a blocker than as a receiver, he's chipping in both of those facets. 3 games, 3 touchdowns. He was the second leading receiver tonight, 6 catches for 73 yards. It's not just all about fantasy. He's doing it in reality, and he's become a big security blanket for Eli Manning. The running game starting to gain some continuity, and the passing game clearly picking up where it left off last season. As many of you just alluded to on this show, that is a dangerous team that most opponents are not going to want to see. The question is, can they continue to build off of that? Was this a glimmer, a flash tonight? Or is it a sign of what's yet to come? I leave you with that. We can continue the conversation on Twitter. You can follow me at Lance Meadow. One word, last name spelled M-E-D-O-W, hashtag Giants Chat. Back with you tomorrow morning with Anita Marks, 9:30 to 10:30 Eastern. Giants take care of business. They're 2-1, 36-7 over the Panthers on the road in Carolina in primetime. Enjoy the victory. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a good one.